This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We are going today through another journey, learning about a character, something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love, and He loves to see us having this character, this virtue. So we will at the end get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, we are also going to cover a hadith, a saying of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. In it also mentioned a name of Allah, a character of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He wants us as human being to apply this character and this virtue that Allah has. We apply it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us, inshallah. The hadith is actually in Sahih Muslim. And the meaning of the hadith is, a man came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, or actually Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam starts saying, لا يدخل الجنة, no one will enter Jannah who has an atom weight of arrogance. Then the man responded and he said, Ya Rasulallah, we, the man, a human being, love to see that he dress beautifully and even his shoes beautiful. So the man was thinking that looking beautiful is a form of arrogance. Then Rasul responded to him, and that's what we are learning, inshallah. He said, "Inna Allah jamil, indeed, verily, Allah is beautiful, subhanah. Yuhibbu al-jamal, He loves beauty. He loves beauty. Arrogance is actually بطر الحق and بطر الحق وغمط الناس. بطر الحق is actually ridiculing and rejecting truth and looking down at people. Arrogance. So in this hadith, we learn a lot of things. We learn what is arrogance. We learned Allah is beautiful. Allah loves beauty. And we learned indirectly, and that's what we're going to comment on, what is beautiful. So let's start first by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah jameel. Allah is beautiful. Subhanah. And we should have no doubt. Or we just look around us and look at the beauty around us in every small and big creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The harmony, the beauty, the color, the perfection. This is all beautiful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beauty, beautiful in His being, subhanah. In His attributes, subhanah, no one is merciful like Allah. No one is forgiving like Allah. No one is gentle and kind like Allah. No one is wise like Allah. So in His attributes and then in His actions, beauty, everything around us is beautiful. Subhanallah, look at the human being, the perfection in the creation of the human being, and look at the animal, look at the flowers, look at everything around us, the oceans, the seas, everything. Allah is beautiful. Subhanah. يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. He loves beauty. And beauty is what we need to learn. Because unfortunately, in these days, in the human being, understanding of beauty is very different from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to here. Beauty is not only external. And beauty is external, but it's not the parameters that we human beings, especially recently, are putting as a parameter of a beauty. No, beauty is beauty externally, meaning the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us is beautiful. And that's what Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught us when we look at the mirror. Regardless what we think of ourselves, do we think we are beautiful or people think we are beautiful? He absolutely taught us the following. When we look at the mirror, at ourselves in the mirror, He taught us to say, Ya Allah, it's a supplication. Oh Allah, like You beautified me externally, beautify me internally. That means the way Allah created me is beautiful, regardless of what people think. And the beauty is not only the beauty of the external, rather is the beauty of the internal, my inner being, my characters, the way I conduct myself. So number one, beauty is not the beauty standards that the people put. It's actually Allah's put. Now, beautiful externally is also the way I dress, beautiful. The way I talk is beautiful. So talk, being honest, don't lie, that's beauty. The way I dress, that's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and clean and well, beautiful, if you want to say the word, that is Allah's love. And then my conduct, the way I act, and that's what we have been learning since we started this series in Ramadan. So beautiful externally, beautiful in the heart, beauty externally, beauty in the heart, and beauty in the conduct. And there is three kinds of beauty, subhanAllah. Beauty that is highly recommended, and we will be rewarded for it. Beauty that's highly recommended, and we will be rewarded for it. And that is any conduct, action, or dress that will, number one, please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, support and help the spread the Islam and beautify Islam. And it will lead to beauty in the world, and people loves it. So number one is pleasing to Allah. The standards needs to change. The standards of beauty needs to change. It's not the standards of people, standards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the woman is beautifully covered, that's beauty. And when the man dressed what in the way please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if his beard is shaped beautiful, that's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the way externally I dress, it will help spread my deen and change the way people look at Islam. That's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is beauty that is not pleased, not liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and actually it is going to be, people will be punished. It's regarded as a sin, although it's beauty. Any standard of beauty, external or internal, conduct or dress, that is displeasing to Allah, and that will put the deen lower. So uncovered people who does not cover properly, people who does not say nice words, even if everyone is saying it, that's not beautiful. That's not what Allah loves. And Allah is beautiful, love beauty. And in between, there is things that is not this or not that, then that's fine. So we need, in our day, again, what do I want to apply? Number one, I need to learn that beauty is a virtue, and Allah's name is beautiful. So I need to look at everything around me with the lens that Allah, the Creator, the one who is beautiful, does not create but beauty. That's one. Number two, I am going to beautify my external look, not artificially, the way that it is being sold to us, rather the way pleases Allah and what He taught me in the Quran, in the Sunnah. And I'm going to, more importantly, beautify myself internally, my speech, my heart, my conduct, the way please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I should be looked at, and we should, as Muslims, look at how beautiful the Muslims are, so people will look at Islam differently, and so people will follow us. And then in my actions, again, if I'm preparing food for iftar, I'm going to beautify it, serve it in a nicer way. As long as, and this is the second part of the hadith, as long as my intention in showing the beauty is not arrogance, will not lead me to arrogance, or my intention is to show arrogance and I am better than others. And that's why in the hadith he said, kibar, arrogance, is actually rejecting the truth. So rejecting that the beauty standard by Allah is the right standard, not the standards that people put. That's kibar, that's arrogance. And ghamtun nas, looking down at people. I look down at people because the way they look. But that Allah created them. They are beautiful because they are creation of Allah. Or I think I am better than people because of what I have, or the way I look, or what's my degree. That's ghamtun nas. You are putting people down. That's arrogance. So what are we going to learn? Allah is beautiful, loves beauty, loves to see beauty on His servants, and He does not like arrogance. And arrogance will, even if it's an atom weight, in the heart of the human being will prevent him from entering Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep beautifying us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us the beauty that He gave us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us grateful to the beauty He gave us. Ameen.